Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying ministry structure in Christ, study of spiritual gifts. In this session, we'll be looking at Colossians chapter 1, verses 24 to 29. Exhorter, perfect in Jesus Christ. The motivation of the exhorter is always seeking ways to improve Christians toward spiritual maturity. Look at Romans chapter 12 and verse 12. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer. Rejoicing in hope, always encouraging growth. Patient in tribulation, let godly character develop. Steadfast in prayer, desiring God to do His work. The Apostle Paul wrote half of the New Testament books. It'd be difficult to pin him down to a single passage, but as to his desire to see spiritual growth, one passage captures a lot, and that's our text for this session. Colossians chapter 1, beginning with verse 24, down to verse 29. Now I rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up in my flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ, for the sake of His body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to His saints. To them God willed to make known what are the riches of His glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To this end, I also labor, striving according to His working, which works in me mightily. Listen, exhorters work to see spiritual growth and are willing to get personally involved to promote it. Sometimes their personal involvement keeps others waiting. The exhorter expects them to understand, and it can make them resentful. So an exhorter needs to be careful of how they manage time and other relationships. Exhorters can spot the level of spiritual maturity and work to remove hindrances to growth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. But yet, sometimes they give counsel before hearing all the facts of a situation. Third, exhorters can see specific steps of action to remove hindrances and to develop disciplines. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 22 and 23. Flee also youthful lusts, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Sometimes exhorters, in their zeal, are easily impressed by superficial outward change. You need to be careful. Exhorters raise hope of easy solutions, using examples of others' lives to show the possibility. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 2. For I know your willingness, about which I boast of you to the Macedonians, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal has stirred up the majority. You see, sometimes exhorters tend to jump from project to project, which can be frustrating to others. Again, in the spiritual gifts, being in the spirit versus in the flesh. Walking by the spirit rather than walking by the flesh is so important. It need to be surrendered to the spirit's leadership. Exhorters seek to turn problems into benefits, and they see the benefit of suffering in spiritual growth. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in all Achaia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comforts, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we're afflicted, it's for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or if we're comforted, it's for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, you also will partake of the consolation. But you see, sometimes the exhorters focus on steps of action to the point of frustration for others. At times, people just need a display of compassion. So we've got to be careful. Sixth, exhorters try to be transparent using personal illustrations and counseling. 1 Corinthians 9:22. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. You see, sometimes they inadvertently share private details of someone else when telling their story. It's okay to share my own failures, but not someone else's. This all keeps coming back to walking by the Spirit as we exercise spiritual gifts. Otherwise, we can abuse them walking in the flesh. Exhorters see benefits of insight through experience and are motivated to understand cause and effect. But sometimes they can present truth out of balance by preferring practical application to doctrinal study, which is a potential path to error. Exhorters also give urgency to apply steps of action, presenting truth with logical reasoning for action, which, if they're not careful, sometimes they set unrealistic long-term goals. Paul was usually very persuasive with his logic. And then exhorters always want to share face-to-face, seeing the expressions of response. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 10 through 12. Night and day, praying exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect what is lacking in your faith. Now may our God and Father Himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. But you see, sometimes, if they're not careful, if they walk in the flesh, they give up on uncooperative people, rather than letting God develop character through interaction with others. Listen, exhorters must simply rejoice in the hope of someone's spiritual growth, being patient as God does His work, which often includes suffering, and be constant in prayer for believers to grow. You give that thought, and you have a great day.